107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. It all starts today. Joining us on the phone line with Lights on Stratford, Zach Gribble is on the line. Good morning, Zach.
Good morning, Jamie.
So it all kicks off today. Lights on Stratford, excited about this. There's so much going on, of course, with Lights on Stratford. What would you like to spotlight?
Well, I think our main locations, of course, there's, as you know, a bit of a delay in Market Square due to the tragic situation in BC with the floods and the rail networks. So that display will be delayed a bit, and we'll be updating everyone on our site and social media when that is set to launch. But there's so much going on. All of our other locations are opening this evening, and we're just thrilled. Tom Patterson Island with Journey to the Stars and the planets of our solar system is quite magical. I've been there for all of the tests, and we're so excited to, you know, to share the universe with everyone. And the Avon Theater is really stunning, and there's an interesting sort of story behind that particular display, which you can see on the interactive map on our website. And, of course, Shakespearean Gardens, which we were doing final light tests for last night, is really magical. And this was 100% built in Stratford, designed in Stratford. There's original music, audio composition that accompanies the experience. And it's the Shakespearean Gardens like you've never seen them before.
I like the idea. It is really, as you mentioned, it's kind of light and sound mixed together to various locations. And some of the videos that have been posted on the Lights on Stratford Facebook page and Twitter, the videos really just set the scene for these displays.
It really does, and it's a shout-out to Little Big Creative for the video work, especially capturing it by drone. It gives you sort of, you know, the scope and size of some of these projects. Like the island, these are huge planets, and it's so much fun to see them in the context from up above and then a flyby as you will see them on person. So unlike last year, we are actually letting people onto Tom Patterson Island to interact with the displays. I noticed a couple of days ago, NASA had some big news that, you know, the first time ever an object has touched the sun, as it were. Well, everyone's welcome to do that here. So, the interactivity, the audio components at some of the displays. The other thing I'm really excited about is the shareable moments and storefront displays. So we have a lot going on. As I like to say, it takes a village to raise a light festival, and there are light displays all throughout the city. Some of them are just incredibly innovative, and we're excited for everyone to experience them, capture them, and share them online.
And again, just the creativity in Stratford and area is amazing. So Lights on Stratford, it kicks off this weekend, starts today, runs through till January 28th. And I know there's a lot of uncertainty moving forward, but these, Zach, these would be displays that you can take in, you know, in your bubble, in your own time, that sort of thing.
Yes, similar to last year, I mean, we have crafted this festival to be a safe, outdoors, distanced. So safety has always been the priority, and it's baked into the design of this experience. Hosting anything during a pandemic is not for the faint of heart. There's lots that can twist and turn in terms of regulations and travel restrictions, etc. But I'm just so proud of this community and the Lights on Stratford team for leaning into that challenge. And, you know, the light and spirit of Stratford cannot be contained. And we will do everything we can to make this experience as successful as possible and to bring some light to these times.
Well said, Zach. Again, it's lightsonstratford.ca. That's the website with all the details. Of course, we'll share the socials as well on our website and on our socials as well. And Zach, before we let you go, big news and congratulations with Destination Stratford, a living wage employer with United Way Perth Huron.
Yes, we're proud of taking this step. You know, the pandemic has revealed a lot about our industry and about our society, and there are learnings to be had and improvements to be made, and so we want to take a leadership role in doing that. And by committing to a living wage within the tourism sector, that is taking a step in the right direction.
Sounds great. Anything else with Lights on Stratford, the Winter Festival? Again, it starts today and it continues through to January 28th, which is great. Any other news about Lights on Stratford?
Well, quickly, I'll mention that we are open every day throughout these 6 weeks, including Christmas and New Year's. So it's just, we thought it was a wonderful way for families to celebrate something special in Stratford during those holidays. And the other thing I'd like to mention is there are many, many businesses, restaurants, spas, hair stylists, and retail and everything in between, and really highlighting some accommodation specials and packages relating to Lights On. So there's everything from, you know, a signature Lights On donut to signature Lights On burgers to accommodation specials that you can all check out on our site. So it's really encouraging to see, you know, the whole community, the business community, rally around this experience.
It's awesome. LightsOnStratford.ca is the website. Zach Gribble. Zach, thanks so much for this.
Thank you, Jamie.